faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, after Butcher Stark had broken through the tight police net thrown around Metropolis, Superman finally catches up to him at a small suburban airport and prepares for a showdown.
Now, this is the car he used, all right. So he must be here, ready for a getaway. Now, let's see. He's not in that plane warming up on the runway. He's not in the hangars. Well, then where is... There. There he is. In the administration building. Now, Butcher Stark, it's you or me.
Gang, if anyone ever told you that you could put out a forest fire single-handed or stop a terrible avalanche in its track, you'd probably sniff and say, how could I alone stop a forest fire or an avalanche? That's ridiculous. Well, in a sense, you'd be right, because it would be an awfully tough assignment for you to tackle a full-blown forest fire or an avalanche that had torn halfway down the mountainside. But supposing you'd been on hand to step on the spark that would start a conflagration or to hold back a loose rock that could roll itself into an avalanche. In that case, you would single-handedly have averted a catastrophe. You see, gang, disasters often build up from small beginnings, and many of them can readily be nipped at the start. But once let them get going, and you're in trouble for real. Now, that's the way it is with prejudice. It can start with just a word against somebody because of his race or his religion. Let it spread, and you could have a school or a town or even an entire nation divided against itself. So when you see a bully pushing somebody around or talking against anyone simply because of his race or his religious beliefs, think about that forest fire. Say to yourself, brother, if I don't do something about this spark of prejudice right now, it may be much worse when it hits me and mine. That, gang, is the only way to prevent the heartaches and the headaches that beset the people of a nation when it is divided against itself. Do your part to see that it doesn't happen here.
And now, the adventures of Superman! Unknown to Superman, Butcher Stark, the escaped convict and ruthless killer, has allied himself with the Scarlet Widow, an old and dangerous opponent of the Man of Steel. Together, combining her brains and his deadly power to shatter solid objects and render people unconscious by the sound of his voice alone, they have begun a secret campaign of crime. But now, Superman, following closely on the convict's trail, has tracked him to a small airport. Though he remembers all too clearly how Stark overpowered him in their first meeting, he prepares to face the deadly killer again.
I could go in and get him there, in the administration building. But there are other people around, they might be hurt. Besides, I want to see who his partner is. Oh, I'll just wait out here. If he's going to take the plane that's warming up on the runway, he'll have to pass right by me. Then, we'll see.
Determined not to lose sight of Butcher Stark for one second, Superman is unaware of a tall, shadowy figure gliding soundlessly across the field behind him. A figure wearing a long black dress beneath a flowing cape, its collar high, shielding drawn white cheeks, heavy-lidded eyes, and sleek, glossy black hair. It is the Scarlet Widow, who pauses, watching him, and waiting for his meeting with Stark. Meanwhile, however, trouble is brewing from an entirely different source. Far down the highway, Bruce Wayne, whom we also know as Batman, is having trouble keeping Superman's identity a secret from Perry White.
Oh, hang it all, Wayne. Where in thunder did Kent go now?
I told you, Mr. White, to that farmhouse there across the field.
Well, why? What for?
Well, he thought they might have heard or seen something that would give us a clue as to where Butcher Stark went.
Ah, ridiculous. Come on.
Now, where are you going?
To that farmhouse to get Kent. He's been over there long enough to get material for an encyclopedia.
But now, wait. There's no sense in going all the way over there.
All right. I'll go alone.
Oh, great guns. Wherever you are, Clark, you'd better get back here in a hurry or else we're in trouble.
There There he comes. Out of the administration building, and I was right. He's heading this way. He is going for that plane. And I'll just have to hit him fast and hard before he has a chance to use his voice. He's too dangerous to play around with. Okay, another 3 yards, Stark, and you'll get the surprise of your life. There. Now.
Superman, wait.
What the?
Remember me.
Great Scott. The Scarlet Widow.
Hey, what's going on?
Get him, Butcher. It's Superman.
Oh, it is. Is it?
Oh.
Maud, Butcher.
My head.
Maud, behind me. I'm your angel. Get here.
So you're Superman, huh? Oh. The big guy himself. Well, let's see if you can take it as well as dish it out.
Show you how I can take it.
You're stumbling around like you punched us now. You'll fall in a minute.
No.
That's it, Butcher.
You want more, eh? Well, I'm glad you're blind. How's this?
Wave upon wave of deadly high-frequency sound throbs painfully in his head. The Man of Steel weaves drunkenly, staggers over the grassy turf of the field, but still fights back, trying desperately to reach Stark to curl his fingers around the killer's throat and choke off the maddening sound. But the Scarlet Widow thinks fast.
Come on, Butcher! Into the plane! Quickly!
As Superman staggers uncertainly again, groping blindly, the convict dashes for the plane. Then, in a matter of seconds, he is safely aboard with the Scarlet Widow and is roaring down the runway into the cloudy night sky. Relieved of the overpowering pressure, Superman's ears continue to ring, his eyes to dance wildly. And realizing that Stark is escaping, he makes one tremendous effort to gather his senses. But when his mind is finally clear again, the plane has vanished in the heavy blanket of night.
I've lost him. Butcher Stark has won again.
Say, Wayne, what's going on? This house is dark. Kent isn't here.
Well, he's probably gone back already, Mr. White. Now, come on, maybe we can catch up to him.
Are you kidding? We would have seen him if he'd gone back.
Well, maybe not. It's a dark night, you know, and...
Stand where you are, or I'll fill your hide full of birdshot.
What in blazes?
Stay put, I said. Not him. Call the police.
Oh, just a minute, sir.
Come sneaking around my farm, will
put
you?
Put that gun away before you hurt somebody.
What are you doing here at this hour of night?
We're looking for a friend. We came over here to talk to you.
Mr. White, I...
Talk to me? Ain't been nobody here talking to me.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Now get off my property. Go on, get. Get before
all I... right, all right. Relax and go back to bed. All right, now, Wayne. Now, what's this all about?
I don't understand it myself, Mr. White. You see, I...
You understand plenty. Now, come on. Out with it. Where's Clark Kent?
Frantic, Bruce Wayne searches for an answer to Mayor White's question, but can find nothing to say. Any reply could be the wrong one, could plunge Kent deeper into trouble and reveal the all-important secret of his double identity. What can Wayne do? We'll know more in a moment, gang, so keep listening.
In just a few weeks, gang, we're going to see one of the world's great athletic spectacles. I mean, of course, the 1948 Olympic Games, which get underway in London, England on the 29th of July. The greatest athletes of most of the countries of the world are now training to meet each other in just about every known form of sport competition, from the 110-meter high hurdles to plain and fancy high diving. Yes, it's a great event, and it's produced some great champions. Here are the names of just a few of them. Jesse Owens, Ray Barbuti, F.W. Kelly, C.E. Dvorak, Meyer Prinstein, P. Desjardins, Albina Osipowicz, Sam Berger, Charles Erickson, Duke Kahanamoku. That sounds as if these people came from countries all over the world, doesn't it? Well, they don't. Those names belong to all Americans. And when I say all Americans, I mean it in the finest sense of the word. They are American champions who are descended from Scandinavian seafarers, African slaves, Southern European peasants, Northern European clerks, or Central European merchants. They are people whose ancestors brought the strength of their culture to our land and became all Americans. And gang, the very fact that we have such a variety of names among our Olympic champions is an indication of why America is great. It shows that when we picked our team, it didn't matter what a man's name was or who his parents were. The only thing that counted was whether he could run or swim or box. That is the American ideal of true sportsmanship, and it's a good one to live up to. Let's always have all Americans of all races, creeds, and national origins pulling together at all times.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman! With Superman gone in his fruitless pursuit of Butcher Stark, Batman, in his guise of Bruce Wayne, is having great difficulty in concealing his friend's identity as Perry White questions him sharply.
Now, where did Kent go, Wayne? What's he doing?
I don't know, Mr. White.
Then why in blazes did you tell me he went to that farmhouse when he didn't?
Now, look, Mr. White, I'm not Clark's guardian. I don't check up on him every minute. He's old enough to take care of himself, so forget it, will you?
Forget it? Stand around here in the middle of the night, make a fool of myself, and I shall forget it? I certainly will not. Pens up to something, and I'll be hanged if I don't find out what it is.
Here, what's all the noise about?
Clark!
Now, where in blazes have you been?
Well, I told him you went over to that farmhouse, but the farmer said you weren't there, and
oh,
so...
Oh, well, no, I didn't get there. You see,
what
I
do you
went
mean you didn't get there? What have you been doing all this time?
I went down that way, looking for a filling station or any place that might be open. I thought maybe someone might have seen Stark.
May I remind you, Mr. Kent, that we have a perfectly good police department who are paid to do this kind of work? And you're not.
Well, it was just an idea, Chief.
You and your ideas.
All right, I'm sorry, Chief.
Come on. Back to the car now if you don't want to be left behind.
Oh, you sure left me in an awful hole, Clark.
I know. Thanks for covering me.
Get that. What happened? Did you catch up to Stark?
Yes. I caught up to him, all right.
And?
I was beaten, Bruce.
What?
Yes. Stark's power is too much for me.
You were very successful, Butcher. My congratulations.
Thanks, Widow, but I couldn't make him fold like all the others do.
Never mind. It's enough that you staggered him. Hurt him badly. That's more than anyone has ever done to Superman before. And now we're in the clear. With $5,000 in this bag.
When do we split it?
You don't seem to understand. The money belongs to the partnership. We shall use it to finance our next undertaking.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
You must believe I'm not trying to cheat you. But you don't think we're going to stop at a mere bank robbery, do you?
What's wrong with 500 grand?
We're out for bigger things, Butcher. I make the plans, you execute them, and together we'll get the whole country in a stranglehold.
With a sinister smile on her thin lips, the Scarlet Widow settles back in her seat and unconsciously curls her tapering fingers in a gesture of greed. Where will she and Butcher Stark strike next? And will Superman be able to catch up to them again? Our story takes a new twist Monday, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in same time, same station, for episode 9 of The Voice of Doom on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.